You are now tuned in to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. I'm your host, Felicia, wife, mom, and entrepreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my mompreneur journey along with strategies that will help you build your online business operations in a sustainable way. The goal is to help you build a business that fits into your lifestyle as a mom who values putting family first. We will also hear the experiences and expertise of other moms with service-based businesses. You'll get a peek into our journeys so you'll know that you aren't alone. Motherhood gets hard. Entrepreneurship gets hard. But together, we can do hard things. Welcome to the Suite. Hey friend, welcome to another episode. So I don't know about you, but I hear a lot or I read a lot this quote that says, it takes a village to raise a child. And while this is true, yes, what about the mom? We need villages too, and that's what I'm talking about today. The importance of community for specifically work from home moms in business, right? It is so easy to get consumed in our roles as mom, as business owner. There's this constant juggling act of managing the kids and the business, right? We're managing diapers and deadlines. We're jumping between Zoom calls, which I try not to do a lot of Zoom calls, but Zoom calls and like zooming around the house, chasing after the toddler. Then there's the crying baby, juggling that with content creation. Then when we think about the moms who have the younger kids, like myself, or if you're a mom who homeschools, there's a lot of hands-on involvement, which requires a lot of energy. We have distractions that hinder productivity, right? Distractions in either role. So as a mom, the business might distract us while we're in mommy mode. And then while we're in CEO mode, we might have distractions from the kids or the family. And I talk a little bit about how I handle these distractions in episode 53, which was 7 things that made my life easier as a work from home entrepreneur. I'll link that in the show description. And then there is this level of isolation that comes when you're working from home and you have kids. And it can make it difficult to cope with stress when you are the primary caretaker through the week for your children. And this can lead to feelings of loneliness. And when you feel like you're alone or that you're the only person that's going through a thing, it really magnifies the situation. And this is where community comes in. And so I believe there's 2 types of communities that we should be intentionally seeking out, a community of support and then a community of shared experiences. So when it comes to the community of support, for me, what that looks like in my life right now is literally just my family, not just my family, but it's my family, right? So my husband, my parents, my siblings, I have an amazing support system in that way. You know, my family and my friends who I consider my family, you know, my dad, he's flown in from South Carolina, flown in just for a day when the baby was born. He's come and cooked for me. My sisters and my siblings have watched the kids. Most recently, so I'm in Maryland and my mom's birthday was not too long ago. So I drove to Philly for the day. I just drove there in the morning and drove back at night, and I left my laptop in Philly. The next day, my sister drove to Maryland and brought my laptop to me. So this is the type of support that I have. And it is a little bit different than what I'm used to because it's not like, oh, I can just last minute go around the corner to grandma's house. I'm used to my family living very close. Now I live 2.5 hours away from them. But even in the distance, we still communicate often and they are a great support to me. And if I did not have that support, this experience would just really be harder than it already is. And so I realize that I am blessed to have this type of support. So if you have family, definitely lean on them to be able to support you however they can. And so there's also hired support that you can get. And so literally, you can hire someone for almost anything. And I'll talk about this in a future episode, so I won't dig too deep into this. But if you don't have family support, you can hire support if your lifestyle allows for it. Okay, so that's the community of support. And then when it comes to the community of shared experiences, I think of things like the virtual villages. So the people that I've met on social media, mom communities, people that I can just, you know, chat it up with, people who I'm connected to in business, right? These are people who I have shared experiences with. And it really helps to know that you are not alone, like I mentioned before, and that there's other people who are in very similar, if not the same circumstance as you. And just having people that you can, again, just chat it up with online is very helpful. I also think that this is a hot topic on social media, and I'm going to do a future episode about it. But I think that it's very important for us when we are looking for specifically business coaches and people that we are gleaning from in business, that it's important to have those coaches that have shared experiences. Because if someone does not understand the lifestyle of a mother who works from home with little kids, they are going to try to give you strategies that don't make sense for your lifestyle. And that will cause more frustration, more doubt, and all types of other feelings. You can start to feel like you're behind, all these things. So I think it's important when it comes to the shared experiences, not only to have peers, but also coaches who have those shared experiences as well. But again, I'll talk about that in a future episode. So how do we really build out community? How do you build a community? So three things that I want to offer. So number one is to proactively seek out communities with aligned values. Me personally, I think sometimes we just get into community very quickly without seeing if the values align. And for me, having aligned values is very important. So different places you can look. Facebook groups are amazing for this. There's also Meetup. And then more recently, I joined the app Nextdoor, which is more of literally people who live in your community. So you may be able to find some people with aligned values through those means. Number two is this whole idea of do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And so if you want someone to be friendly and supportive to you, then in some capacity, then you need to show yourself as friendly and supportive as well, because no one wants to be in a one-way relationship anyway, right? And so, you know, be intentional and give the energy that you want to receive. And then number three, you have to get out of your comfort zone to make friends. And this is me talking to myself. I am very, I guess, content with my circle, but I know I need to be more open to building relationships as well. And so sometimes we just have to make the first move, take the first step. And if you really think about it, how many times have you said to someone, let me know if you need anything? I know I've said it a lot, but nobody ever says they need anything, right? And so if you are in a space where someone literally says that to you, then raise your hand, ask for help, okay? So you can build community, again, these three ways. Number one, proactively seek out communities with aligned values. Number two, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then number three, get out of your comfort zone to make friends, make the first move, take the first step. Okay, some of the benefits of being in community. You are expanding your network. You're just touching more people, and you never know who knows who that knows somebody else who may be a good connection for you, right? So you're just expanding your network. Number two, you're being exposed to new ideas and perspectives. It's so easy when we are with the same people to get in a box and not be exposed to new ideas, new perspectives, new experiences. And so when you are in community, you are just exposed to those things. Community also eliminates isolation and it reduces the chances of depression. Now, I'm not saying this as medical advice, but when we're in community with people, we're humans, right? We were created for community. And so when we have that community, that closeness with people, and we're not in isolation, you know, those feelings of depression can diminish. Let me say that. And then being in community also, it stabilizes your emotions, your well-being. Again, you have to be in the right community, though. So that's why it's important to seek out those communities with the aligned values. You can stabilize your emotions and your well-being because you are not keeping things in. You're communicating with those in your community. You're not in isolation. You know, the weight and the thoughts are not weighing you down. And then community also provides accountability and it helps you to reach your goals. I'm going to come back to that, but I want to read a comment because I asked you guys, the community, I asked you guys to share your thoughts and your feedback about how having a community was beneficial or how it impacted you as a mom in business. And so I want to read one of the responses. So Alexandra, she says, "My online communities have been huge for me. Before being in these groups, I really felt alone and without any guidance. Now I feel like I have a community of like-minded individuals to communicate with and ask questions. Lately, I've been really thankful for the validation I've received on my knowledge and skills." So thanks, Alexandra, for sharing that. And that's so true, especially the last line I wanted to touch on. Sometimes we experience doubt within ourselves. We go through this imposter syndrome, and being in community, it really helps us to be validated, not in a needy way, but in a way where it just highlights, yes, you are amazing. Yes, you have these great skills. Yes, you know what you are doing. Yes, you should go launch the thing. Yes, you should continue on, right? Because sometimes we can be our own worst enemies and we can talk ourselves out of things that are purposeful and things that are beautiful, right? Just because we are in our own heads. So again, just some of the benefits of community: expanding your network, being exposed to new ideas and perspectives, eliminating isolation, stabilizing emotions and well-being, and providing accountability and accountability in helping you to reach your goals, right? And so if you are looking for a community of moms who are in business, they're working from home, then I invite you to join the Mom CEO Suite community. Specifically right now, we are focused on Harmony, which is our action and accountability circle for those mompreneurs who are looking to create and experience work-life harmony. Over 5 weeks, we're going to follow our SOAR framework, which is coupled with biblical principles, and you'll have the tools that you need to experience harmony. So if that's something that you're interested in, just shoot me a message on Instagram and we can chat about if it makes sense for you. If you're listening to this live in real time, we're going to be starting the founding circle on March the 15th. And so if you want to be a part of the founding circle, again, just shoot me a message and let's chat about it. So I hope that this was helpful. I invite you to join our community. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free, again, shoot me a message and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mom CEO Suite podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do us a favor? Leave a review on iTunes and share with other moms in business like you. Help us spread our message and empower others who are at this intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.